Jake, let's visit first of all. You talked about AI really being the most important thing as we look at tech in this 21st century. Talk to me why that's important.
Well, I mean, we believe agriculture is the most important industry, but AI is the most incredible change we're going to see in the 21st century. Not everybody, including us, knows exactly what is going to happen, but I mentioned on stage, we're 4 years in to the GPT moment, the ChatGPT moment in 2022. Things are about to get pretty wild from here. It's an incredible piece of technology. You have to adapt it. You have to adopt it. You have to adapt with it. And to be honest, one of the biggest concerns, you know, if you're in the software business, if you're in a white-collar job, it's like, well, does this job do a lot of thinking for us? We're not sure yet. But what you do know is that you can be pretty productive today, especially around research and kind of bringing in a lot of information at once with these tools. And if you're not using the tools, you're probably falling behind. And so we're trying our best at Bushel and all of our partners pushing to use these tools to take advantage of that opportunity. And if we can, our goal is to make these tools serve our industry and agriculture better, right? That's the best outcome, is that we can make this tool work for us.
So what's it mean, that guy sitting in the spray rig right now and kind of gee whiz technology for him?
Well, I mean, think about it. If he's wondering what his choices are right now and if he's making the right choice on spray, you double check that question with one of your AI tools and you will not believe how much about agriculture these tools already know. And then as we get into the capability to show your farm history and give that context to an AI, then it can say, well, last year you did this, and if you remember, you had this much application, and so this year I think we should do a little. It's like, it's gonna be like a super agronomist. And so there's just a lot to take advantage of here, but also there's a lot of concerns, right? Not everybody's comfortable sharing their information. You maybe shouldn't be. If it's free, there's probably a reason, so hopefully you're paying for something so they're not taking your information without, you know, really any outcome for you.
One stat we've talked about before is just the number of farmers that are getting paid by a paper check or going that direction. Yeah. Is that evolving?
We're still seeing 70% of farms are still getting paid on a paper check. There's a couple problems. One of them is, sure, that's just how we've always done it. The other problem is that a lot of farms have liens. And so right now, the only solve until Bushel was two-party checks. You have to write two names, and the farmer has to go to town and find the banker and get it signed off. So we've been working on a lien solution for our customers we're going to talk about today, where they can finally do an ACH, a bank payment, online while still having that lien holder situation. And so that will help us get that 70% of paper checks in the industry maybe down to 20. And the real concern with paper checks is whitewashing of those checks and all the check fraud that's going on. And so the government in the United States doesn't want us to be sending checks, but agriculture is reliant on it, and so we've got to solve for that.
So how's your relationship with the ag lenders to make this all possible?
Well, we spend a lot of time with them. Farm Credit's the most, you know, most probably, you know, most impactful group in the United States for lending. A lot of great banks out there, John Deere Finance, Cooperative Finance Association, CFA out of Nebraska. We're partnering with all these guys, the Bank of Texas Farm Credit Group. We're working together to enable our technology and our workflows on payments with their lending. So it'll be easy for the farmer to sweep money out and pay off an operating line, or, hey, I'm about to do a big purchase, so I can pull down that line in my bank account from our Bushel tools and get that payment done. And so we focused on, because the lending part is so important. A lot of farms run an operating line every year. You don't have cash, so I got to have access to the line. Well, if I'm writing checks to get access to the line, that's part of the problem. And so we're here to help with that too.
And you started close to 10 years ago with some software helping these guys move forward. Look at Bushel app. It just seems like everything's continuing to move.
Man, in software, everything has to keep evolving, right? We're never done. It feels like there's always more to solve. What's cool is as the technology levels up, we're taking advantage of the AI tools inside of Bushel to just build things faster. We are making better software faster than we ever have before, and our team's excited about it. There's more. You know, I always said, hey, don't worry about like your job. Like, we have unlimited software to build. If we could build it faster, that's better for all of us, including our customers.
What does it mean for that relationship between the ag retailer and the farmer?
Well, they should have higher and higher expectations. The level of service should go up. The ease of doing business needs to increase. It should be so easy to do a transaction. You should be able to pay your bill, request a quote, get your pricing figured out on your fertilizer, all that stuff. That whole workflow needs to be easy. You should be able to sign a grain contract in 2 seconds. Like, that's the future. That's what we're trying to solve for.
Yeah. Anything else we should be focused on?
Well, just good luck out there this summer, and hoping for good crops up here. And man, we've got a lot of challenges in agriculture, but also a lot to be thankful for. So